With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Announcing the news in a social media post, the president described Wiles as one of the strongest people he knows and one of his closest and most important advisors. He said that she will take on this challenge immediately. The president said her prognosis is excellent and that Wiles will be remaining virtually full-time at the White House during her treatment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says it doesn't matter if no other nations help the U.S. in the Strait of Hormuz.
We don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them. But it's interesting. I'm almost doing it in some cases, not because we need them, but because I want to find out how they react. Because I've been saying for years that if we ever did need them, they won't be there. Not all of them, but they won't be there.
Since the United States and Israel attacked Iran more than 2 weeks ago, Tehran has regularly fired on Israel, American bases in the region, and the Gulf Arab countries' energy infrastructure. It's also effectively stopped shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. More wild weather across the U.S., National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The big concern across at least the mid-Atlantic in the southeast will be the potential for severe weather ahead of that front. Strong wind gusts certainly would be a concern, but also can't rule out, unfortunately, the possibility of tornadoes, especially across Virginia into North Carolina.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 387 points, the NASDAQ rose 268, the S&P advanced 67. This is SRN News. The NBA has called off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
Several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia have organized events by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. That Muslim civil rights group was recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas government. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
China is warning President Trump's latest tariff moves could damage trade ties.
After holding talks with the U.S. delegation in Paris, China's international trade representative expressed serious concern about trade investigations into manufacturing in foreign countries. He warned that the possible results may interfere with or damage economic and trade relations between the U.S. and China.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clucks and economist Steve Moore says gas prices are already rising because of what stations are going to have to pay to refill their tanks.
These gas stations, they filled their tanks, you know, a few weeks ago with all the oil, which at that time was selling at $50. Now it's selling at $75.
A drop in oil prices helped to send the U.S. stock market to its best day since the war in Iran began. The NASDAQ was up by 268 points, a down up by 387. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.